Everybody, we're back. Sorry about not being around for, what was it, 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Yeah, I had to go to the opera and a basketball game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we missed it.
Yes.
No, actually, the whole show usually is kind of run through my iPad, and I broke my iPad about 2 weeks ago. And then there was a snafu where I wasn't going to get an Xbox One or a PS4, and then I was, and then I got all butthurt about it. So I was like, no, I'm not doing the show. Anyway, we're back. I got the Xbox One. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're definitely going to be going in-depth to it. I hope you guys like it. It's just regular dudes talking about the Xbox One. No corporate sponsors. Hardly any listeners.
But
we're going to just bro out here?
Yeah.
Just going to bro out.
Corporate sponsors, I'm willing to sell out if you want to slap a label on this show.
I tried. Yeah. I'm just saying, no. It didn't happen.
I do like a nice Coca-Cola when I play Xbox One.
Anyway, we're
refreshing. You're holding a Sam Adams. Yeah.
Yo, shut up.
It's for the kids. We're kid-friendly.
Look, man, it's a kid-friendly show. All right. Yo, I like a nice Sam Adams as well. Actually, they're a big conglomerate at this point almost, right?
Yeah.
Like the king of the microbrews.
I'm Rise Like Phoenix. With me, Giant Shock.
What's up?
Novus Redemptor.
What's up?
And Mr. Max Barracuda.
What's up?
All right, so let's boogie on this. We're going to talk about the Xbox One. Like I said, we're not going to do Xbox or PS4 tonight because there's a ton I want to talk about Xbox One.
And they're kind of lacking at this point anyway.
Correct.
Just saying.
Well, I mean, if you want to go to a little bit, I do have an article about PS4.
Fuck them.
All right, fuck them.
No, I mean, all right, yeah, all right.
Kid-friendly show.
We're going to put on the headline. Hey, everybody, guess what? Xbox One, listen up, and then you're going to start off the first night, with a PS4.
Not the first story, the last story.
Well, because they came out like, you know, a week apart from each other. If we're just talking about the Xbox One, we can kind of put a little thing about PS4, be like, we don't have it yet, but here's what we...
Bookend it.
All discussions we should have had before the show.
Actually, G-Man has it. He's got master plans of making $1 million with one of some, like,
it's
rich person for
down.
Christmas.
It's just going down in price. Anyway, no. First impressions when you got out of the box. First night, Xbox. What'd you think, Giant?
You know, funny enough, I didn't play it until my second night, but I was... When I got it at my house, when I got it delivered, it made me have that, like, young, like, feeling where it was Christmas morning and I got like the brand new thing and I couldn't wait to mess with it, but it was pretty awesome, man. Like, you know, right off the bat, like the Kinect, it's called Kinect, right?
Yeah,
Kinect. Yeah. I forgot the name of the damn thing, but anyway,
host it of works. A video game show, ladies and gentlemen.
That thing that watches you, yeah.
Actually, it's kind of scary though.
You know, like, the Skynet.
Like, I walk in and like it has a digital picture and it just knows who I am. It can differentiate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's part of your original setup. It'll scan you and then it'll say, like, you know, for you, Giant Shock, recognize.
Hello, Giant Shock. Sit down and play.
See, me, all week I've been setting up all the apps and I hardly played the games, but...
I've already beaten the first original Xbox One game.
I know you have.
It's awesome.
I know you have. But for me, it's all about setting it up to my comfort level. Like, I have the TV as soon as I sit down, recognize my face on TV. It recommends shows like, hey, The Simpsons is coming up at 8 o'clock. I got to turn that off because The Simpsons is on, like, every 5 minutes on every channel. So it notifies you when your favorite shows are on and when a new one's coming on. And it's kind of nice.
I always find that, like, kind of lame as far as the like how that works. Where it's like, oh, you like The Simpsons? Why don't you try Family Guy? It's like... Yeah, I know that show exists as well.
Right.
Like, why don't you like to give me a show I haven't even heard of? Like, yeah. Like even like Archer is kind of like a lesser known cartoon like that.
At least it's not basic cable.
Yeah, it's not on Fox. Right after The Simpsons.
It's not part of animation domination.
Yeah, it's not part of animation domination.
Anyway, when I first got it, I wasn't too. I mean, it definitely grew on me, but I wasn't too impressed. By the way, for listeners of the show, Giant Shock and I bought it. Novus Redemptor and Max Barracuda are waiting a little bit.
Yeah.
I
think I'm gearing towards the PS4, though I do have an interest in the Xbox, at least playing some of the games.
So okay.
Dead Rising 3 in particular. So.
Both? 3? Oh, Dead Rising 3. I'm thinking of Dead Space. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of just waiting it out a little bit, wait to see what games are coming, and see which side of the line I fall on.
You know what's funny? I was... And the months leading to this, we had a huge argument over like being online and downloading all the stuff, and I was like super for it. But in the one room I put it in, it has bad service, like as far as my internet goes.
Well, that's a good point.
I gotta run a wire now for Hardwire, and it took forever for me to buy a game off the internet. But once I hardwired it, it was fucking
but that's
real
the
quick.
Question I wanted to ask Rise was, when you hooked it up, did you download anything from the internet, like a game, or did you
Xbox, good question. Xbox has one demo out there, and that's for the Kinect, and it's Kinect Sports Rival, and I did download that.
And did it take a while, or was it pretty quick? I mean, it was a demo.
It was a demo. It was small, and they do allow you to play while you're downloading.
Because I'm just interested in the time difference. Because you downloaded a full game.
37 gigs.
37 gig game, and it took a few hours.
Well, realistically, once I hardwired it, it took like an hour.
Well, I was there at that point. Yeah. Once you plugged it in, it was like...
An hour.
Maybe an hour and a half tops.
Yeah. But still, like you said, you're done Rise, and you can't trade it in.
I never really traded in my old games anyway. It's not a huge deal for me. Like this one, when we were leading up to this point, it wasn't a huge issue that I couldn't trade my old games in. I still have like all the old Maddens. I have all the old. I have all the old gear. I will never sell my Gears. Those are badges of honor for me.
Oh, those went straight out the window on Thursday.
Oh, really? You got rid of your old Gears?
What am I gonna do? Stop looking back. My car's got no rearview mirrors, homie.
No, I just find it funny that you mentioned the Madden games, because like the day after they get released, they go down to like 25 cents each.
Yeah. No. It's the day that the new one is about to come out. Once you're in like the day after the football season ends, then they go down to like nothing. But before that, they're actually a really sought after used game.
So be sure to sell your copy just before the Super Bowl.
Well pretty much. We're going to talk about the new Madden game for Xbox One, which has a couple cool features. Xbox One just has a couple like just nice features. It didn't hit me like the jump between regular Xbox and 360 did, where I was like blown away, like where I cannonballed into the waters. But I'm like, I kind of eased in now. Like, it's just nice. Everything's kind of nice, but nothing's really fucking grabbed me.
Well, I love the graphics, and the game I'm going to talk about most is Rise, because I played through the whole game. Every cutscene, I mean, Pete, you saw a bunch of them.
The graphics
fucking
are pretty gorgeous in that game.
They're nice.
No, they're not nice, dude. Those people look like it's you could pretty much put them against like a real movie and be like, what's what?
I don't know. No. I wouldn't go that far.
No,
maybe I
would the statue scenes a little bit.
The environments in particular are gorgeous.
There are glimmers of like the water in Assassin's Creed. You could put that up against real world.
And if you look at like Dead Space, now I'm doing Dead Rising, it's the graphics aren't that much of a leap. But the amount of processing that it has for the amount of zombies on screen at any given point is pretty impressive.
Well, for games like Assassin's Creed, NBA, Lego, they basically were made for the generations of systems before, so they're not going to like really show you how it is, you know?
Right.
That's why I thought like Rise, maybe Forza are probably their graphics.
Forza is going to be like,
they're
going to
be
beautiful.
Gorgeous because they're specifically made for Xbox One. They were using that system.
Well, any
time.
Game system that's ever launched has pretty much launched with a racing game, because
it's prerequisite. Like,
well, it's more to show off the graphic capabilities than anything.
Because there's not much going on. It's a car and a road.
You're losing the uncanny valley where you don't have to render a human face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in Forza they have like the other one, the Need for Speed. They have like a whole storyline with like a bunch of characters, but
that's the only one I like.
Because it's actual story to the game. Like Forza is literally just you race. My good friend Lippy, who just loves racing, he prefers that one because it's so more realistic. But the actual funner gameplay.
Yeah, it's a full on simulation. Yeah. Basically.
And when you think about it, though, the graphics they render are the cars and the environments more than anything. And that's why I like to trot those out.
There's not much going on though in those
games. Cars in Dead Rising 3 look pretty crisp too. They look good.
I haven't seen the cars.
I actually have the game. I was so obsessed with Rise that I just beat the whole game. I've only seen the movies. The movies look fantastic, though. Like
the cutscenes?
Cutscenes, yeah.
The cutscenes were really good.
There is a significant difference between the cutscenes and gameplay. I know in Rise, it's a little different. The gameplay looks a lot like the cutscenes. Like, they're very similar.
To be fair to Dead Rising, that there's a lot less shit on the screen than Rise. Rise is like... The backgrounds are fantastic, and then there's only maybe like a certain amount of characters on the screen.
Right, and they all look the same.
That put me off to it a little bit. Every time you get one of the big shield guys, it's the same guy.
It's literally
lazy to me.
Right, that's very Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
Xbox.
And I got tired after a while of killing the same guy.
No, mm-hmm. I don't care. I love him.
Because the look on his face has got less and less funny.
No, he still is just as shocked as the first time.
Well, anyway, I got a couple points. We're not doing sections tonight. We're actually just I got a couple bullet points I want to discuss. The voice commands. That was going to be a big deal.
They should literally, with the system, given you a booklet of the commands. Because I know they give you a little menu on the screen, right? But it's literally, it would be much more beneficial to a lot of people, I think, if they give you a booklet to be like, if you want to do television, say this exact.
Okay. Yeah, if you want the menu, everyone, you say Xbox shortcuts. But I don't know how you would have known that since they don't have a menu. Yeah,
they literally need to give you like a little booklet of all the shortcuts.
They really should have, because the one thing that I think is really lacking with this is, for example, I have an iPhone, Siri. Everybody knows Siri.
That's Xbox's worst enemy, Siri.
I know. Well, I can say a couple different phrases to Siri. For example, if I want to pull up my maps home, I can just say, Siri, get me home. Siri, I want my map home. Siri, take me home.
She's a little more bendable.
Right. Yeah. This one, no. I say Xbox TV, Xbox, I'd like to watch TV, Xbox, what's on TV? Nothing. I have to say the exact Xbox, watch TV.
I'm always confused when I want to turn that shit off, and I'm like, Xbox, power off. And it's like, nope. It's
right. Now, right.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, David.
Now, not the right response.
When I was here last time, the other day, playing Rise with you, you weren't even able to get the voice commands work. Were you saying wrong commands?
I was saying a combination of saying wrong commands, and I found out that once you confuse it a little bit, it's kind of like a computer, where a computer has like a program that's not responding, it freezes up every...
Oh, that's a pain.
So I found out...
A little bit.
I found out that the Xbox One has that problem where like, you'll be pressing buttons trying to get out of stuff, and like the whole everything's frozen until it resolves its issue, yeah. And then everything you did.
Because as we were sitting there, and you're like trying to get it to switch to TV, I'm like, dude, the remote's right next to you. Like this whole thing is unnecessary.
You know what? Though now that I know the exact command,
well, I saw you use it right before we started recording, and that was like prompt.
Yeah, now I know the command. Like, because you know. At first, if I would have had the booklet, it would have been much easier, but like, there's no booklet. It's just like you got to know for a fact that it has a shortcut commands on the screen.
But at the same time, I find myself, even the commands I do know, I have to repeat them quite a bit still.
Oh, you know, I jocked Xbox this whole way, so I'm going to like hate on them a little bit now that it's finally come out. I'm a big audio guy, and I have a sound system, a hi-fi system, hooked up to my Xbox One. It once that's on, it can no longer register what I'm saying. Like if I'm playing a game like Rise and you know I'm in the middle of the epicness and I go, "Hey Xbox TV," it's like, "Nope, sorry kid, fucking volume's too loud in this room."
Yeah, mode. It can't hear you.
It's an audible.
I thought it had some sort of like regulator for that, but no. I may be mistaken.
It might be just because that room is small and it's engulfing the music in that room. But I feel that even if I go to a bigger room, it'll have the same problem.
It doesn't. I have mine in a bigger room, yeah. And if the volume's up too high... I mean, I live in a condo complex next to someone, so I never have it up ridiculously high. So it hears me pretty well. But what I have beef with is the TV changing. I'm in the process of kind of remodeling the house a little bit, so I watch a lot of HGTV. Yeah, I get flicked around to BET, WNBC.
BET?
Yeah,
because it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I'm like, hey, Xbox, watch HGTV. BET? No, that's not what I'm on.
I'm a big sports guy, and I'm like, hey, Xbox, watch ESPN. It's like, E-Network? Like,
maybe.
Andy Cohen just pops up out of nowhere. Like, oh, that's Bravo. I don't know. What's
Kim
on
Kanye,
E?
I guess.
What's on? I don't even know what's on E. It's like, hopefully it's a soup.
Joan Rivers.
Crap.
I don't know. So the voice definitely needs something.
Xbox, turn on crap. E-Network comes right on.
With what you guys were saying before about the whole sound thing, did you have to set it up at first? Like, usually it does like a little sound test. And it's,
yes, yeah. You did.
And it gives you like the like, don't make a noise, let's just set up the ambient noise of your room.
They did that.
They, like, they don't even accommodate for the extra sound of the system itself at all.
Not really. I had to go through 3 ice pops to keep my kids quiet. I was like, no, ice pop.
It went through those tests, but in actual gameplay, when I went to you know, start giving commands, I had to lower my system.
Which is weird because they want you to keep the Kinect, like the Kinect wire isn't long enough to get too far away from your machine. It's going to be right near your TV.
Well, in general, it needs to be seeing the whole room. Like, not the whole room. It needs to be, like, in front of the TV because that's how it recognizes your chair.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's going to be, like, right near the speakers. Yeah. It should accommodate for something at least.
Well, you know what? They did have a sound test of each speaker, so I think they were trying to, but at the end of the day, if it's loud, it's loud. There's nothing they could do about it. Gotcha. So they definitely need to work on that. With the Kinects itself, they did work on it a lot, and I was worried about it because I didn't hear a lot about it. But if you play the Kinect jet ski game, which is the it's Kinect Sports Rivals, and it's the next progression of the Kinect Sports franchise, and they allow you to do the jet ski game, and they really give you a lot of options. I was really impressed with it. I thought I was going to hate it, like I hated the last Kinects, and.
Well, I mean,
it really did it for me. You can stand up on the jet ski, lean back. You kind of thrust your pelvis a little bit to do a flip, but whatever. What impressed me right away, and I feel that they let you do that. I'm really missing that Duckman clip right now that I wanted.
Yeah,
you know, you thrust your pelvis. Huh. Anyway, they let me sit on the couch, which was my worst fear. That last time they didn't register me. When I was anywhere near my couch.
Well, I felt that first Kinects anyway was more of a guinea pig situation where the unfortunate masses that bought it were just...
Yeah, that really should have just stayed in the lab, though.
You bought the Kinects?
Oh, that's me. That's my mic.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have it. It's... Again, this is how I know that they does certain things to prepare for whatever room you're in. And
you it know, blows.
It was a novel idea. Apparently, you know, outside of the world of Xbox, it is a technology far beyond its time, and people have used it already to do whatever the fuck better than what the system's using it for. So hopefully the new system's using it better.
Give it time.
Well, yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. No, the new system has blown it out of the water. When I'm sitting on the couch,
yeah,
playing the jet skis, and now I'm on a sit-down jet ski, to hit the gas, so to speak, or the throttle, I'm a big jet ski dude.
Yeah.
I have to squeeze my right hand into a fist.
Okay.
Now, I tried hiding my hand a couple times, not behind my back or anything, I'm not an asshole, but like moving it around. If it was closed, I was going. If it was open in any way, my hand was off the throttle on the
seat. So at least it was accurate.
It was very, very accurate.
Because I know I have Child of Eden for 360.
Beautiful game.
Yeah, it's a great game. It's easier to play on controller, but playing it with the Kinect is actually kind of fun, except for the fact that...
A little frustrating, though.
You're supposed to use your left and right hand to do things, and what I end up doing is putting my hand behind my back, depending on which one I want to use. But even though I'll switch, it still thinks I'm using a certain hand. So
right.
I'll go like this, and then go like this, and it still thinks I'm using my left hand, and it'll start to attack using the...
Not an issue with the new one, brother.
Well, that's a new one.
Yeah.
They you know what it is? Because I didn't see what the first Kinect was all about, but this one literally takes a digital image of you. And, like I didn't see the first one exactly.
It did it not as well.
Yeah?
Because, like, when you turn on
didn't
the...
Didn't you see Paranormal Activity 4?
I just remember the one joke where I was like, why does this kid have a creepy avatar?
when you turn on the Xbox in the corner of the screen, there's the what the Kinect sees, and it's basically a black, gray, and white image of the room, and you can see yourself, and all it does is highlight your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know when it starts to respond to you because your hands will start highlighting on the picture. But aside from that, the image looks like shit. It looks like it doesn't receive very much.
Not anymore.
See, that's why...
Not
like,
anymore.
That's
Xbox
why you,
One, that's not even an issue.
That's why enough. You got to, like, they had to probably had to put that out, because I'm sure, like, in their, you know... idea phase, they were like, we want to do this Kinect thing, but they don't want to like get all the troubleshooting out of it. So like, you know, I work with a lot of printers, right? Like a lot of the printers, they didn't realize that if you keep pressing buttons, right, it was like they want you to press print once, right? So same thing with like Kinects, like they were like basically saying like it was optimal condition. So if like they didn't realize stuff was going to happen because they didn't realize the users were going to do certain things, like basically like they didn't realize the couches were going to be a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, it wasn't going to see that.
Right.
So, like, that's why you have to really, your new technology, you have to really kind of beta test it. With, like, the Kinects, a lot of people got rocked.
Like with printers.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, the Japanese basically fucking, you know, like, they want you to hit copy once. People keep,
right.
Americans, they had no idea it's a different, like, world. They keep pressing it, and it'll destroy the machine.
Okay.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Okay. It's like, you know, like, they don't see these problems, you know. It was a bad metaphor, I'm sorry. But
no, it was good for everyone else who works in the printer.
Yeah, the printer industry. Kinko's. Me and Kinko's understand. You know, but basically, like, this new one, except for the volume and the actual wordage of the commands, it works pretty well. Like,
the movement sensor, I can't stress to everyone who's out there listening right now and was worried about the Kinects, don't worry about it anymore. It's the movement sensor is greatly improved. I don't know why they didn't tout that before, because we were all kind of just wondering whether it was going to be better.
They said, I remember, but
they didn't show it. They didn't show how much. They didn't show. I'm outlined now. I'm no longer a gray blob. They can tell my hands. They can tell my heartbeat from the twitches on my face.
Tell your heartbeat?
They have a new app, Xbox Fitness, which I love the concept of, but I don't love anymore. Just for people to know, I was a P90Xer. I did P90X like 2 years ago, and I watched DVDs. And
I climb Mount Everest. No, it's not a big
deal. I'm super buff.
Hey,
no
big deal. I just work out.
Anyway,
I'm a Fortune 500 company.
They have the apps now, the P90X app, and it'll actually tell you if you're getting your knees up high enough, and it really knows what you're doing, which is great, and you can earn achievements if you're an achievement whore on it.
What I would like is that if it yelled at you like what? Mickey from Rocky.
Why do you keep bringing it back to me?
Well, it'll tell you to pick up the slack, but the thing I have beef with is that they only give you the two things, the 2 days. It's like a 9-day program.
Oh, actually, Novus would actually really like to know that the day one Xbox stuff, they had a 1,000-point achievement.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well,
they also had one for a pre-ordering and doing beta crap.
Not really achievements.
They're throwing them out there.
Because they're throwing them out for any old reason now. And
they're just baiting you.
Yeah, I mean.
Baiting.
Well, anyway, with the Xbox Fitness, there's no definitive like program for 30 days. It's like you can do the P90X, but you can only do the two different episodes or workouts or whatever you want to call it. There's usually like 9 to 11. I forget the exact amount. But they're like, oh, if you want the other ones, buy the DVDs. And it's like, no, man, I don't want to buy the DVDs.
Why would I buy the DVDs when the infomercial is free?
Right. But I mean, like, I don't know why they don't have a definitive workout already lined up. It's kind of whack. So I was impressed with the plyometrics workout P90X. I did do it just to see how it worked with the Kinects. It was impressive.
Well, you figure for all those things, it'd be like peanut butter and jelly, where like, oh, you want a demo of my P90X? Oh, well, you like it? Well, why don't you buy the whole thing on your Xbox One?
Right, which I would have done. I would have done it because
I don't know why they...
You're sure that's not coming down the pipeline?
Oh, I'm sure it will, but they don't even say, hey, check it out later. It just says, hey, would you like to buy some of the meal replacements and DVDs? But part of the pain in the ass of P90X...
They're trying to sell you on the whole program.
Right, yeah, but regardless, I'm sure it's coming, but the part of the P90X pain in the ass is like eliminated the fact that you had to write how many they do a time. They're like, oh, it's a minute of push-ups, and you write how many you do, and then the next week when you do the push-ups you do more, but this thing counts them for you, so it's great. It would have been awesome.
Yeah,
P90X pain in the ass, that is actually a very hard combination of words to say. I'm sorry.
P90X pain in the ass.
I didn't zone out there. It's that sounded really
I saw
tough.
Your eyes go up and you're like,
oh,
tongue twister.
Anyway, the Kinect is dynamite.
It works pretty good.
I'm impressed.
From what I thought, everyone told me that first one didn't work very well. I didn't bother.
That's why everyone got up in arms about it being quote unquote required. Is there an actual version that doesn't have it?
No.
Okay.
Well, still, no. I've seen what it can do, and I still really have no interest in it.
Well, it's good that they've fixed it. I know that's why everyone got up in arms about it being a part of the new one. I think they're trying to push it as a newer technology so that they can, you know, kind of advance things to that point.
Sure, well, they use it for the Skype app, and they also use it for something called Upload, which you would be interested in specifically, in which you can upload your game footage, and then the Kinects, you can go in front of it like a weatherman almost
and
point it out.
Like that. I've already seen footage, not like physical people videos, but my friend Toby recorded some of his gameplay for Assassin's Creed 4, and unfortunately, you know, the video quality isn't that great from it, but you can't expect it to be perfect because it would be ridiculously high volume.
But you could you could basically like record your own little mini videos or reviews on your Xbox now.
Right.
Yeah.
There are people out there scrambling right now to get channels.
Which, you know. which kind of bums me out, because it's like, well, I guess I got to think of something different to do.
Was it Dan Fries over here was actually telling me all about these little clips that basically you record yourself. You could just, what's the actual command for recording yourself?
Xbox record.
All right.
And you start recording.
And you start recording what you're playing. Like, you know, you're about to do something awesome, right? But I found out during playing Rise that if you just do something particular in the game, they'll just record it, right? And he was actually saying it was kind of cool because, you know, he wanted to, like, see how the gameplay was and without, like, having to play a demo or anything like that or going on YouTube. And he was looking at his friend's stuff. And he saw how, like, the game...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the new friends list, by the way, is really cool. The new friends list has a thread, kind of like Facebook, on the side, and it'll say, Giant Shock made a recording of Rise. This guy signed on 23 minutes ago.
To a news
feed. This guy did. It's definitely a news feed, but the cool clip part is, like, I got to see, like, oh, my buddy made a great pass in Madden and decided to record it. I watch it, and I can actually get the gameplay footage that other people see... Rather than, I mean, like, let's face it, even when you see the commercials there and they're like, oh, actual game footage, they're showing you the game footage they want to show you. I'm just seeing regular game footage put out there. The only beef I have with it is when you say Xbox record, and I just say this based on, I've never done it. Like, I've done it once to, or I did it once to mess around with it, but it was nothing. And I erased that clip. But
you have to defend yourself here.
Anyway, a couple of my buddies, they do Xbox record because they're about to get a cool headshot in Battlefield. Then they miss it, and then the clip goes up anyway.
That's almost better though,
right? Because I hit him up. I hit him up, and I was like, "Yo, what's with all these missed headshot?"
Wait, when he misses the headshot, do they do like the Metal Gear Solid, like an exclamation point comes out of the guy's like, "Oh, I think someone shoots at me."
I mean, no, you see the guy run away, like duck and roll.
It should just have like the wah wah wah.
Right, right. And then another buddy of mine, though, who got more in depth into it, obviously he's going in and using the better aspects of it. I guess to say, because he's voicing over, he's going, this is where I do this, and this is where I do that, and he's really going into it, which is nice.
No.
This is where I smith some swords in Fable, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, most of it's boring.
Check it out.
That's usually the downside of Let's Play videos, is when people are like, yeah, so this is where I turn the corner, I open the door. It's like, dude, seriously, if you do not throw a fucking pie, I'm going to kill you.
Right. Nobody throw a pie in this.
There's no motherfucking pie in this video. I'm going to flip out.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the Kinects. Good, man. I'm excited about the Kinects. The new controller, by the way.
I love it.
Anyone want to talk about the new controller?
Lighter.
It's lighter. It's more well-balanced. I played over at Shock's House, played a little Rise for a while. Went home, played a little Assassin's Creed, and that controller just felt bulky on my 360.
It felt like the old Xbox One controller compared to the 360.
I mean, it's not as ginormous as that.
No, it's the new controller, the Xbox One controller. All the weight for the 360 is on the top. So you're kind of always holding it at a downward angle.
You know what's the weight? It doesn't even bother me. It's the fact that my hands sweat with the old one.
Well, what you don't realize is you're actually at a bizarre angle, so you're kind of like holding it weird, and it's carpal tunnel. It's just it's not as comfortable.
Well, the website says that they have made over 40 improvements. I haven't noticed 40, but
it comes in black initially,
black and off black.
Yes, the
Xbox, slightly darker black.
The Xbox symbol is the old Xbox symbol.
I do like that. I do like the. The new / old.
Do they still have battery packs for it, or is it like the PS3?
They do, but they're inside the controller, so it's not actually out.
No, what he's trying to say is that you have to buy the battery pack. So,
it's not like the PS3 where it's just plug in and go.
No,
okay. No, it's I had to go out and buy two.
I'm not a fan of that. I like the PS3 where it's just the controller as it is.
Yeah, so I agree with you.
No, I'm with you there too.
Yeah.
I've never played a PS3 super amount. I know the Xbox batteries would die. So if like your PlayStation, would that happen with the PlayStation where the battery die and then your control would be obsolete?
You have to plug it back in. That's it.
No. I mean like
Eventually, your cell phone battery would literally die, and you could just keep it as a plug and play almost.
Yeah, like you'd have to get the USB. I guess you take the good with the bad. Where I'd rather have the option to just replace the battery, but I'd rather just have the battery right off the bat.
Well, with the 360, I had the charging pad, so I just laid my controller on the bed.
Wait, no. That thing lied to me. I bought that for a Christmas present to somebody.
You didn't get the batteries.
No, but I thought you just, like, threw your controller on the fucking pad and it just recharged. Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
It lied to you. It straight up told you sweet nothings.
Yes, you have to get an adapter of the plug. It's fucking bullshit.
I had the holster. I had the one with the holsters that you just...
It was more complicated than just plugging it into a fucking USB outlet. Like,
okay.
Well, what I was going to say was the upside to the PS3 controller was that it was it's a wire that pretty much was used by phones for years. So you've probably got
micro USB.
You got 10,000 of them lying around. Yeah. But with like Xbox, every single Xbox controller I've had that hasn't been battery operated, I've had problems with because the wires just die. The charging port at the top just stops working. And
really?
Yeah, like it won't recognize, and it never charges. I'm like, okay, well, batteries it is.
I always, pretty much from almost like the first day, I got the rechargeable batteries, because like I always hated replacing the batteries. It wasn't used. Yeah, I didn't want to do it. But those batteries, after a while, would die.
Yeah, they mine died for pretty quick, and I guess I did something wrong, or I kept them plugged in for too long.
They last for about like 18 months, and then they're shot.
I guess I overcharged mine ridiculously. Because
if you leave that little charging station, just like your cell phone, it'll zap the actual life of the battery.
And as soon as it hits the green light, you want to take it out. Yeah. New to the controller, the biggest thing that I noticed is the impulse trigger.
The dark black color.
Impulse triggers.
The 40 improvements. <Yes. laughs> A few extra screws. A
couple screws, you know.
The impulse triggers are vibrating motors, so that if you're like hitting a machine gun, for example, it'll actually buck back at you.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that in a previous podcast somewhere. That sounded pretty interesting.
That's great. I noticed it in the basketball game, and maybe I'm just crazy, but when I was I hit the turbo button to go faster, I'm driving in the lane, and I'm encountering other players that I'm running into to go to the basket. It gave me resistance with my turbo, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, it does. I do like that. When you're blocking in Assassin's Creed also, when the swords hit, you feel it.
It's immersive. I like that. That's cool.
I've yet to feel that in Rise, because that one, the triggers are basically to just kill people. It's like you hit it and then you just start murdering people.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the execution.
Also new to Xbox as a system in general is 8 wireless controllers can be...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm such a huge wrestling video game fan. I cannot wait.
But...
to see what happens next year with
that. That's a good point. Wrestling, that would work for, but what else would that be?
Not much.
Even useful.
FIFA, maybe?
It'd be all like sports games. No, literally just sports games.
But nobody split screens anymore, so it's... No.
Well, actually, they've been taking away
my... What kind of split screen would be 8 people madness? Anyway.
Well, TVs are getting bigger.
No, I don't know about that.
I wouldn't want to be a part of it, but that seems like something that would have been cool, like, 2 generations ago.
I actually have a gripe with just video games in general. I'm a big sports video game fan, and I used to always play campaign, not campaign, like GM modes with my friends. We'd go through a whole season, try to championship. Now, with the newer systems and the way they're doing them, they don't want you to do that. They want you to have your own Xbox, your own fucking copy of the game and all that stuff, and they're not allowing you to be on one system and play.
No, that's become a thing for all the community talk about, you know, be part of this online community. It's getting rid of the interpersonal community.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, they always used to allow you to, like, if we want to play a season together, we could just, me and you could just pick up some sticks and go to my house and play.
Mm-hmm.
I just got the new NBA 2K14 game, and I can't do that anymore. I'm not even sure if he can even do that with me, but online, but... He can't play with me anymore. My friends can't play with me anymore. Ken.
Okay.
Fucking Bruce Bronman. But you know, that really bummed me out. I don't even want to play the game at this point, because the biggest draw to me was that I could go play a season mode, you know, with my friends. Because the exhibition mode gets tired after a while. It's just like you just play the basketball game with no meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it looks great and it's fun still, I'm like kind of bummed that I can't play with my friend.
I do miss the in the room, like gameplay.
Yeah.
Having your friend next to you when you kick his ass in a fighting game or whatever, or like split-screening in certain games, or I know that's it's nostalgia purely.
Yeah, well, I have you bought Killer Instinct, right?
I did.
They only have four people, right? Is it worth even getting day one?
Did no.
Did you buy it or?
I bought it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have to buy it.
Well, because I got an.
Well, no, it's free, and yeah. You can only be Jago.
Only Jago?
Yeah.
Well, I got this email like 2-3 weeks ago from Xbox saying, "Oh, you can download Killer Instinct and get all the characters for free. We'll tell you how." And it's like, you didn't.
Maybe.
You didn't follow up with that, guys.
Maybe they told you how, but I had to pay $5 a character.
Fuck that.
$5 a character. How many did you get? Retarded.
I got all four. It was $15.
Who were the four?
Glacius.
The really, Glacius?
The werewolf.
Saberwolf.
Saberwolf. Jago. And I forget the other one.
Is it Chick the Orchard?
Fulgor.
It definitely was not Orchard. Fulgor? The other one. I kind of
TJ
just,
Combo?
It definitely was not TJ Combo.
Chief Thunder?
Might have been Fulgor.
Raptor? Whatever.
Riptor.
No Riptor. I would have remembered him. It was on day one. I just bought the game to check out what it would look like. It really wasn't that interesting to me.
Yeah. Is it fun though? Like,
it wasn't that much fun.
Because of the lack of characters or because it wasn't fun?
It played more like a. I was hoping that they would go the new Marvel fighter games, Marvel vs. Capcom and stuff, and they didn't. They went the other way. They kind of made it Tekken-y, where you got to be 3D? Real close to fight. It's not 3D, but you got to be real close in to fight each other. And I'm more of a fan of the fantastical jumping around and.
Okay, stuff I actually like that. Found it here. Six characters are available. This says.
I only have the four.
It says Jago, Saberwolf, Glacius, Chief Thunder, and Orchid.
Orchid, what's
Orchid must be new, because Orchid was not... Because, trust me,
and then
I would have got Orchid. Come on, fellas. We all know the deal.
You got to see the fucking combo she throws her titties out. Like.
Right.
And it says in about a month or two... Oh, January and March. Spinal and Fulgor.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's fucking gay. Like, come on, man, just... They're just characters in a fucking fighter. Just throw them out.
It's an interesting experiment.
It's not made. But it's not made yet. The game is just not made yet. They're like they couldn't. Almost, you couldn't even play those characters if you wanted to.
That's not a type of game that you can give me a spoon. You can spoon feed me throughout a course of time. Like, just give me the game when you make it, please.
Right. Yeah, for especially Killer Instinct.
I'm sure they'll do that once it's all out.
What fun is it to fight three other dudes?
Just like, download the old version on an emulator.
Yeah, dude, the Super Nintendo version.
Anyway, back. Back to what we were talking about.
By the way, I did that.
Controllers are done. Controllers are done. Oh, except the headset. I'd like to say that headset, the audio is a lot crisper.
I feel it feels much nicer in your ear.
Yeah, it's a three-button setup where there's a mute, a volume up, a volume down. I don't know why they did away with the wheel. Like, the wheel is a little easier.
Probably because it just seems ghetto. It's like the wheel.
You know, because sometimes if you're... It's right here, sometimes a little bit too close. Close in a way, so I've had a situation where I've kind of like turned or went to go do something, and oh, volume's down.
Well,
and I don't realize that I can't be.
I've seen that, and also the mute button. I just kind of like it. It's the microphone button when you're talking, but when you press it, there's a little red slash through it, like the light, red light that flashes up, so you know damn well that it's off.
I'm a little bummed out that it's not just an audio jack, though. It's a it's not a mic USB. It's like some other type of jack. Where
I got to buy the new Turtle Bays now, which sucks.
The really small inputs.
Yeah. Like so like if you, it's like not a mic but it's a little bit bigger than that. But it's like if you're somehow your headset busts or something like that, you can't just use an old headset. You gotta go out and buy a new one. It's totally different.
All right, now I'm gonna talk about the only thing that hasn't happened yet for the show, but it's supposed to happen. It's the new Smart Glass interactiveness.
Yeah.
It launches the 22nd.
What is it?
It's a very, very comprehensive thing for your Windows tablets, and this is what I thought was going to happen, that Microsoft is being exclusive for the Windows tablets and giving themselves a big push trying to beat out the iPad. All right, Novus Redemptus is showing us a little something.
Yeah, it's
what do we got? Like, he's showing us his Windows phone.
Well, the smart. I don't have the Windows phone anymore. I have this is a Samsung Galaxy S4, but it's got the smart glass.
You hear that, option. Samsung? We want some money.
Beer here, but it's got the smart glass capabilities. I've never actually had it successfully connect to.
What is smart glass? Like,
Smart Glass is just the Windows, the Microsoft term for their like iPads and their touch screen stuff.
I can technically connect this to your to or I don't know if it's working for the one you said the 22nd.
The Xbox One, yeah.
Is it the 22nd of this month or next month?
This month.
So it's already iPad. On.
So I technically I could connect this to your Xbox and
it turns it into a Wii U.
Kind of, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Pretty much, which is the Wii U killer.
Yeah, but I can check all my shit here. This is how I check to see if people are online. I can send messages and be like, "Yo, stop playing new shit."
Right, and you can actually cruise your Hulu or Netflix on your smart glass, and then just click send it to my Xbox immediately. So you don't even have to bother with that Snap stuff. You can also check your friends' game videos on that.
I can check my one achievement in Dead Space.
His one achievement on Dead Space.
Thanks for putting in the game.
But actually, I mean, like, I really do like all this smart glass stuff. I know in Battlefield, I haven't messed around with it yet, but Battlefield, they have, you can have the overhead map on your device rather than on the screen, which is nice.
I don't know if it's doing it for Xbox One. I know there's a future game coming out, one of Tom Clancy games, and I saw a gameplay video where somebody was, like, three guys were playing the game in multiplayer, and somebody had a tablet. So the entire video...
And he was general mode, correct?
Well, it was, like, some sort of thing that kind of came from the air. It was, like, a little drone or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, basically throughout the entire video, it says inactive until you hear the guy start talking, and you see this drone just come in and just start shooting shit, and goes, oh, okay, I'm done, see you later, and just flies off using his tablet.
Right.
I was like, that's really cool.
That is pretty cool.
If you don't have the actual game, you can just kind of fly in and corral your friends.
Well, I know a Tom Clancy game. I forget the name of it too, and I think I only forget the name of it because you didn't know it.
I mean,
but anyway, yeah, they have general mode coming up where the general will be given special powers and he can use the smart glass just like the new Fable game. The new Fable game, you can play three on a screen. And the one guy can be in the corner and, you know, he's the dungeon master trying to beat you guys and dropping shit on you from the tablet.
But isn't there a game like that already? Like, not necessarily with a tablet, but there's a game where you can play against somebody and you can be the master who drops all the shit onto the screen.
I know, there's a game called Dungeons Masters, which, you know...
Is it?
Dungeon Keeper, but that's a computer game.
I've seen a video. Yeah, I think what I saw was a computer game doing the same exact thing. But it's cool that you can at least do that with a tablet, you know, so you don't have to sit there and, you know, you can be like behind your friend, like.
Right, but there are also other things. One thing that I love that they're doing with the smart glass is collectibles. Like, for example, apparently I haven't played Rise, except for the brief like half an hour session I had over Giant Shocks. Apparently, there's collectibles on each board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. They're very blatant.
Okay.
Anything that's glowing.
They're big and green.
All right. Yeah. Even if they're not blatant, this is going to come in handy a lot. There's a timeline on your smart glass that's not even available on your Xbox One, in which it'll say, board one, three achievements or three collectibles. You have collected two of the three. So it'll be easier like that.
So it's just an accompaniment to keep track of your stuff.
Right. That's cool. Right.
I actually want to ask you a question. I saw that there was on the main menu of Xbox One, there was something like, oh, you have like 2 days to do this achievement, 3 days to do that achievement. Are there like...
There are weekly achievements.
There are weekly achievements to just
Good question,
do
though.
Random stuff
yep.
in the game that you can only acquire during these time periods.
Yes, there are going to be more than 1,000 achievements for each game.
Oh, no, this. You better get that box.
to keep it fresh.
No, because they've been doing that with a lot of 360 games.
Have they, actually?
What's the game? There's a poker game. What's it called?
World Series Poker.
I guess so. There's some sort of game that they do seasonal stuff. So, like, you know, they have winter 2013 achievements. You know, summer 2012 achievements. They'll come out with a new thing for it. They'll have achievements for it. But once that season's over, you can't get the previous one. You're done.
Because on the menu right now, there's two. There's a Killer Instinct, which is like something simple, like buy the fucking game. And then
I didn't get an achievement for Killer Instinct.
Or maybe like win a match or some dumb shit. Yeah. Then the other one is kill 5,000 zombies in Dead Rising.
I saw that one.
You have like 30 days to do that. So basically, if you play the game,
you're
going to
get that
one. I guess I got to go download that game to my Xbox and start playing.
But they have a couple.
Hope
things.
You have a day.
They have a couple similar things like that are either limited by time or limited by like day.
See, I had no idea they even did that.
Because some of them do it, and sometimes it's a little silly with Batman Arkham City. There's the one with Calendar Man. You have to play on the holidays to get him to save.
But you could totally cheat that. I cheated that too. But
right. There's one.
Really?
Yeah, if you change your clock, you have to hook yourself offline so that it doesn't.
But sometimes it doesn't necessarily work.
I wish they would give you like a Wayne Knight Jurassic Park.
I mean, that would be the best.
With Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway, they had one. You had to play on a certain day in September. I don't know what fucking day, but you had to be online to do it. So you can't cheat it because as soon as you log back online, it reverts your clock back to the actual day. So some things like that you can't cheat.
Did anyone else play the new Batman game?
Not yet.
Yeah,
I thought that was going to be on the new systems. It's not.
It will be eventually.
That's where I'm going to probably
Calendar Man's cop it. In it, but you can't visit him again. He's just a brief mention. So I was wondering if
that was
it.
We're all clamoring for Calendar Man.
It was a slow day around the office.
Whoa! He's Maurice LaMarche. Don't give him.
I enjoyed Maurice LaMarche. But in many of his other roles.
Is that the guy who hosted Reading Rainbow?
No.
That's Lamar Burton.
Maurice LaMarche is a voice actor.
That's known as Brain.
The Brain. And most of Futurama.
And most of the crew as well.
Does anyone want to look up when the new Batman's going to come out for Xbox One? Because
I'll do it.
It's the only game that I picked up for... or that I kept for Xbox 360.
Because I got to start moving on. I already beat Rise. I'm going to probably go into Dead Rising 3 now. And then after that, it's the basketball game, which I'm a little sour on because I can't play with my friend.
Wait, you got rid of your 360 games and you didn't, sell me any?
I didn't even think about that.
Man, fuck you.
I sold my Grand Theft Auto, the new one.
First headline that comes up when I Google this is titled Batman Arkham Origins. Let me try that again. Ready? Take two. Batman Arkham Origins not coming to PS4 or Xbox One.
At all?
Wasn't it?
Will not be released. Warner Brothers Montreal.
Well, I moved confirmed. My...
... Wait 7 months. Then you get the special edition.
Senior producer Ben Mattis ruled out the potential for a next-gen port by saying... Quote, I can 100% confirm that Arkham Origins will only ship on the announced platforms. It is not coming to PS4 or Xbox.
How much you want to bet that in, say, 6, 7, 8 months,
they Game of the Year edition.
The Game
bullshit.
Of the Year edition, the special half an hour extra gameplay.
It won't be Game of the Year, but they'll come up with something.
I moved my 360 into my daughter's room, and now when she's trying to go to sleep, she'll go to sleep, and I got to sit there for like a half an hour, and I still play.
Well, you might as well play that Batman song.
Don't open that Pandora's box.
Oh, I have it. It's actually not playing though.
Good.
I mean,
you lowered the volume.
No, I didn't. It's on you.
I hate you.
I'm not really fond of you.
I hate you for taking away my song.
I didn't take away your song. You're
a good Metal Gear Cole Unity. I would.
God damn it!
what was the problem? Tell everyone listening what was the problem.
What was the problem?
Yeah, why wasn't it playing? Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
Idiot!
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
You idiot.
What's the matter you?
All right. So, where were we, man? Where were we?
We were talking about Batman not
being...
We did the Kinects. We did the controller, smart glass, voice commands...
We're doing
Want to talk about games?
Yeah, let's talk about the games.
This is a game system.
I gotta say,
are you sure?
Probably
about
it's a game
system?
Well, at least for Xbox One, probably not since Halo have I not had a launch game that was super fun like Rise. Like Rise, easy as hell, super violent,
but
it's fun.
It was fun.
Ultimately, I was not impressed with any.
Ultimately, forgettable as hell though.
No, I'm not trying to compare it to Halo in the sense where it's going to be a super franchise.
No,
it was just first day. You got to see how the graphics of the system. You get an uber fun game, and it's super violent and great.
Super violent. It had its moments of like the executions are fun, but forgettable.
It was okay. You know what would have been
not much
going
on there.
I got Assassin's Creed and Battlefield. And,
well, Assassin's Creed is not
both games
so
are
much
double platform. You know.
Yeah.
I would have been much happier with Batman.
It's not happening.
Are you gonna play it?
I still like that song. I'm groaning, but I still like that.
This is much looser podcast than we're used to.
I know. I'm actually waiting for it to go into any other segment just so I can play the old school clips.
What do you think of Assassin's Creed? And how far are you in it? Because I'm playing it too.
I'm not far at all.
I'm not either, but my opinion of it keeps flip-flopping.
I basically just stopped dropping, open up shop in Spain. Just right.
Oh, so you're still in Cuba.
DMX in it right there?
Yep.
Rolling around Havana?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
I did that for a while.
I did a couple missions for that fat dude, but
it's better once you get out of there.
I was BSing with Berg. I was like, what if you find a Fernandez family?
And Fernandez, for the listeners, is my family who lived in Cuba.
Yes. I was like, would you take them out?
I would spare them.
Or would you just stop playing the game all the
greatness time? Awaits them.
Would you hit him with the Marty McFly? Someday you're going to have a grandkid. He's going to spill on the rug.
Shock was saying, if I accidentally stab a Fernandez, my hand will disappear and my family portraits on my mantle.
No, your blade. First your blade.
My blade.
Then your hand.
I can't finish Johnny B. Good. It's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marvin there. This is your cousin. All right. I mean, as far as the first games go, there was only about like 10. Most of them are basically just sports imports. Sports games, they're all imports. It's Lego, it's Madden, it's NBA 2K, it's Assassin's Creed, it's Battlefield.
Well, Rise and Dead Rising are the only...
Rise and Dead Rising are the only true Xbox One games.
Two homages, I mean, eerily to myself. If anybody's following, the new game system came out, only two original ones, Rises.
Okay, yeah, that makes... a lot of sense.
All right, whatever.
Don't forget.
All right.
I mean, this.
Yes.
There's a lot more.
The first word in here, gamertag, is Rise. Spelled with an I.
You're right.
And a Z.
I hate the H in the game.
The what?
The H that they threw into Rise in the game.
Oh, they threw a Y in there, too.
It's a Y.
It's R-H. Like,
it's R-Y.
So it had like an H in
there. No, it's R-Y.
No, anyway, Max, I know you're playing Assassin's Creed for 360.
I am.
I don't want to, like...
Are we going to do what we're playing?
Compare. That's what we're doing now. We're talking about games. We can't really compare because I can't just pick your brain for, did you notice anything bad in that? But what do you think of the storyline? I think it's cool that it's not Desmond.
I also think it's cool that you're an asshole
in
the game.
Yep.
Like, for once, you're not the proud hero. You're a dickhead pirate.
I'm going to spoil the first 10 minutes for you for the next, like, maybe 2 minutes. So if anybody's worried about the first 10 minutes.
It's not ruining much.
Doing 20% of the time. I like it.
Two boats crash. You pull up. You're this dirty pirate. You're just a dirty pirate. And the other guy who pulls up on the beach, you're both shipwrecked and you just all both.
Well, you're in a naval battle.
Right.
You're actually And then the powder kegs get hit and you go flying off the boat.
Right. Everybody blows up, and you happen to pull up next to the assassin.
Well, he comes out of the water and lands on the same beach that you do.
Correct. And he's in his assassin's gear, and you read the note that was accompanying him. Basically
is it
saying,
a message in a bottle?
It's a message in a bottle.
There are lots of messages in a bottle in this game.
Who's broken?
That's you. Oh, boy.
The microphone.
I think it's you. Oh, sorry.
Okay. So, anyway, it says, basically you read a message saying, hey, I'm going to meet you in Cuba. I have a very large reward for you, and I've never seen your face before, so I'm just going to notice you by your Assassin's Guild outfit. So, you being a dirty pirate, kill this man and take his outfit and show up as Havana, as him.
As Duncan.
As Duncan. And it's Edward. Just interesting. You're just a bad person. I didn't know how they were going to do it. Because again, spoiler alert for the last game, within the first half an hour, you find out that the Henways were not assassins. They
Kenway.
Were Kenways.
Hate them. Well, hate them.
My only question is, how did you contact Sting with the message in the bottle?
Yo, sending with out the message an in SOS.
The with the message in the bottle, asshole.
Pete, thank you very much.
Well, somebody had to do it.
You're too busy walking on the moon right now.
Anyway, the new game storyline...
I'm so lonely over here.
They pumped it up.
So lonely?
You're a demolition man.
Oh, my God. Look, man, I'm just walking to Field of Gold.
Right? We should just erase this episode. Goddamn, Mike.
Who is that?
That's me. That's definitely me.
They're both going nutty.
My microphone's not working.
I think it's his.
It's definitely me. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh, it's definitely... just keep it like that.
All right.
Nah, man.
Well, I mean, it was working all right until... you know what? I'm just going to pause this. And we're back. All right. Sorry.
Where were we on the Sting references?
Yeah, we're back. Sorry, my microphone was.
Look, I'm not gonna lose my faith. We're gonna have a good show already.
Yeah, working fine now.
It's a brand new day.
Nice.
Nobody's for the win.
You didn't think we knew that many Sting songs.
Anyway, Battlefield's looking good. I haven't seen much of a difference between the 360 version. And...
Does not really graphically.
No, not
because
really.
Even with 2K. The NBA game, there's a huge difference graphically, I feel.
Yeah?
Yeah, it looks a lot
better.
Well,
since the last one, or...
No, with both the 14 and 14. The one on Xbox One looks way better.
I mean, I thought it did, and then I really compared them both, and no, I don't think Battlefield looks any better on one than it does on 360.
Well, you know what? To see the full, like... The full power of these systems, you're gonna have to wait like 6 months to.
Yeah, you gotta. That's one thing I'm hearing from a lot of people is that the graphics aren't as crisp or as new. But if you look back to any launch system, they're never that big a leap in the opening months.
Just the Mario 64.
I know. I know. Didn't you pull up a couple of the?
I did.
Launch titles for other systems.
Oh yeah, I got every system here.
Where are we starting from?
I don't know. Pick one.
We'll start with the NES.
You want to start with original NES?
Oh, Mario. I mean,
no, those impressed everyone. Gyro since the Mike. System before that.
Why don't we fast forward? Let's do like SNES.
That's super fast.
Let's see. Yeah, Mario World, that's Link to the Past.
He was like, no, the NES is stupid. Let's.
No, we'll just jump to the next one.
Sure.
Well, let's see. This list is... Oh, there
just
it is.
Just go PS2.
SNES. So, like, what would you think the launch games were?
Super Mario World?
Of course, Nintendo likes to lead with a Mario.
Which is... One of the greatest games of all time.
And then see if you can guess any of... There are one, two, three, four more.
Was F-Zero?
No.
F-Zero was one.
Was one?
It was.
In fact, it was.
Which was another epic one that kind of lasted.
Well,
not a Link to the Past.
Not long. Nope.
No. Link to the Past came out in the summer.
No.
There's three more, and I don't think you're going to get them. They're weird.
Just Simpsons weird game?
Nope.
No.
Simpsons were hot. So hot.
Ready?
It's so hot right now.
I'll just give them to you.
Just give it to me.
Pilot Wings.
Another good one.
That game sucks on so many systems.
I love that game.
I did too. I did too.
Gradius 3? Anybody?
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, after 2, you had to have 3.
that's the ship game.
Yeah.
It's like R-Type, but...
Yeah.
R-Type's pretty fun.
And SimCity was the last
SimCity,
one.
SimCity, really?
SimCity's another epic one. This was an epic launch.
Wasn't Polaris... Oh, my God. I had the SNES like right off the bat.
But we're talking like launch
day.
Yeah, I had some right off the bat, man. There was this game where it was fucking stupid as fuck, and it was like a kind of like a SimCity world type game. But
it was probably the original SimCity you're thinking of.
I pulled up another system here. Here's a more recent major system, the original PlayStation.
Okay.
Anybody have any ideas?
Ballerina Toshinden.
Toshinden is one.
Wipeout.
Resident Evil.
No and no.
Wipeout was definitely there.
Wipeout was there,
nope.
Definitely.
Nope, not on the launch list.
Original Crash Bandicoot wasn't there?
Nope.
No, he wasn't there.
Because he came later.
No, he wasn't.
No, this is for real, like, as far as launch games, this is the point that...
Well, the game I had was... Oh, it was... What was that? The ESPN game?
ESPN Extreme Games.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, my first game on the system was Ballerina.
Well, yeah, I had that Battle Toshinden.
Well, a lot of these are games that you don't associate with PlayStation in any way, shape, or form.
Mario.
Yes, Mario was in fact. Rayman.
Why am I here?
Street Fighter, the movie.
Oh.
NBA Jam, Tournament Edition.
Really?
Raiden Project, Ridge Racer.
Oh, Raiden Project was the... Yeah, okay.
Ridge Racer was a huge game, though, for PS.
I see a lot of Ridge
Racer. That was their racing game for a long time.
How about N64?
Mario. There was and that Wave two Racer.
Games. Two major games.
Oh, Wave Racer.
Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings and Super Mario were the two really? U.S. launch games.
I remember Wave Runner being like...
Wave Race was one of the first few.
Yeah, it's in the initial batch. It's not an official launch.
Oh.
The only two games then?
Those are the only two official U.S. launch games. Europe had games like...
You know what's really odd? I had the Japanese 64.
You had the Japanese one?
Yeah.
So you were able to get Pilot Wings, Super Mario, and... Seiko Habu Shogi?
Funny enough, I just had Mario. And I had no idea that Toad gave you like clues where all the stars were. It was a fucking really hard game without that.
No, the reason that game was hard is because of the camera, which if any game has a crappy camera nowadays, I'm like, oh, it's fucking Mario all over again.
you know what's funny? That was like back in the day where I bought the system as an import, and I was like, oh, man, this is so fucking cool. I got like 6 months before anyone got it. Then I tried to play Mario. I was like, this game's impossible without knowing where all the stars are. I had a guess.
Was it American worded or
It was in Japanese. I could play American games eventually when they came out.
Right.
Why don't we try one more here though? And let's try something near and dear to all our hearts, the original Xbox. Aside from Halo.
Fusion Frenzy.
What's that little green fuck?
Frenzy the is alien? Not on there. Oh no, there it is. Fusion Frenzy is in fact
Abe's Odd World.
Odd World, Munch's Odyssey.
Munch's Odyssey.
That was a sequel.
They were trying to make him the fucking like launch point for some system.
He was definitely
Abe.
Was the new Toe Jam and Earl a launch, or was that within the first?
That was the year. That was the first year of that shit. There was Fusion Frenzy.
Fusion Frenzy's on there.
Yeah,
was also already mentioned.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still on Abe's Odd World.
I'll just read it all.
Oh, right? Perfect Dark.
Game Day, NFL Game
Day.
No,
we're talking original Xbox.
NFL Game Day.
NFL Fever.
The Peyton Manning's on the front cover of that shit.
NFL Fever 2002.
I don't know the commercials. Are Peyton and Marvin. Peyton and Marvin.
I skipped this generation, so I missed that one.
Okay, you guys want to try Xbox 360?
That was Perfect Dark
obviously
Zero.
There was Madden.
Perfect Dark.
I thought Xbox 360 had the worst launch titles of any system. Perfect Dark Zero.
Dynasty?
Nope.
Warriors?
No, it was not.
No, it wasn't.
It's mainly sports games and ones that faded into obscurity. You have Amped 3, Call of Duty 2. Well, we know that one did something.
There was a snowboarding game, wasn't there?
Amped.
Bullshit?
Condemned, Criminal Origins.
Oh my god, that game was boring.
Yeah, it was. FIFA, Gun, which I loved. Cameo, Elements of Power, Madden, NBA.
Was it
NBA
Need for Speed
Most? Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Oh my god, that was Cameo.
Ooh, Peter Jackson's King Kong, the video game.
Holy
ooh.
Shit.
Project Gotham Racing 3, Quake 4, Ridge Racer 6. There's always a Ridge Racer. Tiger Woods and Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. Those were the ones.
Oh, Tiger Woods and Tony Hawk's American Wasteland?
That's right.
You're in good company.
How did Tiger
Xbox
Woods
with the shitty
sneak
lineup
in there?
Well, that's the point here is that...
No, it's not one game where it's Tiger Woods and Tony Hawk.
No, Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 06, Tony Hawk's American Wasteland.
Oh, I was like...
Did you seriously not know?
It's not the Avengers of B-level sports.
That's
here.
What I thought for a second. I was like... I mean, you gotta slap Tiger's face on something. Like,
I've never wanted my iPad more.
You had nothing to add during the Sting contest, all right?
Seriously?
That shit. Yes.
Wait, guys, seriously? Tiger Woods and Tony Hawk came out of the game.
Yeah, man, he fucking Tony Hawk skating while fucking Tiger Woods gets his head beaten with fucking golf clubs by his wife.
In his defense, though,
I would play this.
When you're talking about combining the two, I'm just imagining like Tiger Woods on a skateboard with a golf club hitting people on a golf course. So
Tony Hawk riding like on the back of a golf cart. I'm in. Let's play this thing.
Yeah, basically, it's like Jackass the movie.
Right. The word Jackass definitely came up.
Anyway, the point was, the reason I brought this list up was launch titles always blow.
Well, yeah. Do you have the Sega one?
Sega Genesis?
Yeah.
Sonic?
I have a feeling
Sonic
it's all the same
Echo
ones
the
I know.
Dolphin.
Hang on, I gotta do some
Echo
rewinding
was like a
here.
Year, right? Echo was the launch?
Sega Genesis.
Wait a second. Sonic and Echo the Dolphin had a game together?
Yeah, man. When you hit Echo with a net... all his rings busted out.
All right. Do you want to guess the Genesis game?
I'm gonna guess it's like all the ones that are in the six pack, which is Columns,
Rage Against Gold the Machine. Rage. I'm sorry. Rage.
First of
Rage.
All, Sonic is not on the list.
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage is not on the list.
You're looking at the wrong Sonic. Are you looking at Sega Genesis? Sonic Masters.
Sonic came out a little later. This is Genesis.
Okay.
U.S. launch August 14th, 1989. The one I bought
came with Sonic. So.
Yeah, but you must have got a little bit of a later copy. Because we covered this on my Sonic History of Gaming. He came around a little later.
Did you hear that?
Sega was trying to make
Sonic History of Gaming.
That's right.
For people history. Who don't know, I'm just going to throw it out there.
By the way, the Doctor Who 50th anniversary special was awesome.
He also adjusted his bow tie as he said it.
By the way,
bow tie's a cool. But if you remember, like when Sega first started making the system, they were trying to push Alex Kidd as their mascot.
Yes, I do remember that.
I do not remember Alex Kidd.
Sonic came later on. So the Genesis games were Altered Beast, Space Harrier 2, Last Battle, Super Thunderblade. Thunder Force 2, a lot of thunder, and Tommy Lasorda Baseball.
Holy
Tommy
shit.
Lasorda Baseball, I had that. That was part of the whack coaches.
I'm shocked at
gambit that they had the Pat Riley Basketball, Tommy Lasorda Baseball.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson Basketball, I remember they had that.
He wasn't a coach back then, but that's
no, what I'm saying. Like, whatever. I'm surprised that for original Sega Genesis system wasn't in a dish next to E.T. Like, those titles suck.
Right.
They got better at least.
Launch titles always suck.
No, that's not true at all.
It's for the most part, it's very true.
I mean, the
last... I don't know. It sounded like the Super Nintendo had some epic titles.
Super Nintendo was always good. They had Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Well, Nintendo smart. They always lead with a Mario game, except for GameCube, which they fucked up.
Oh, Wii.
And it was Luigi's Mansion. They had new Super Mario.
No, I mean the Wii. The Wii U.
Mansion did well, didn't it?
The which one?
Wii U had the newest.
Wii U
Mario
had...
Brothers. Yeah, they had the Mario Brothers.
New Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. U was on Wii.
And like the six versions that came out thereafter, because now they have
Wii
Super Mario 3D World and all the crap.
It's harder with the Nintendo ones because it's just they had a lot more launch games.
You know what you get.
Because they're just re-updating all the same ones that they've already released?
Pretty much.
Which I can't argue with, but like...
Wind Waker HD, you know? That kind
of
shit.
I do want to get a Wii U, and I do want to play some of these games. Just, I'm not going to shill out the money like
you know,
it, so.
You know what's not a novelty anymore is high def. You want to fucking play Wind Waker in high
def? Or tablet-supported gaming now.
All right.
Fucking Nintendo.
All right, so I think we had a pretty good show.
Do you want to go into all what we're playing this week at all, or...
I think we just did.
I didn't.
I have.
What are you playing?
I play old shit.
Well,
so.
You played Rise. Do you want to talk about the game a little bit? Because I really got to pee. So if you,
I just want to like.
If he's got to pee, you should do a history of gaming.
Oh yeah. Woo!
One second. I just want to play my old drop.
A squad.
Oh, not this crap.
Oh, you didn't even want to do it. You just wanted to play the old drop. Damn it.
A squad.
A squad.
Yeah, yo, Rise and Legos.
Sorry. That is the worst one of the bunch.
It was.
Look, white shirt McVest. Look, leave me alone.
You know what I don't hate? I don't hate vests.
He's got a Han Solo thing going on right now.
All right, Chewbacca, chill out. Well, anyway, I ended up beating the Lego Marvel game. It was epic. It was awesome.
Oh, you beat it?
Yeah, it was great.
Cool.
It was, you know what? Lego Venom is the best character of all time.
When can I be super cheap and borrow it from you?
Right now, if you want
it. Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about borrowing it, but I'm actually signed up for Gamefly this week.
Good call.
Because of so many lackluster titles on Xbox One that I do kind of want to play. So, Marvel Lego is out for Xbox One. I'll be playing it all next month for $10.
I swear by my Gamefly.
There was obviously Venom, and then Little Galactus. Oh my god, he's just so fucking
Trojan.
Little dogs. Yeah, man, Galactus is eventually the bad guy at the end of that game. And
of course, he is.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. The whole Marvel universe is there. Anyway,
that intricate Lego plot. Yeah,
it's kind of cool though to see like a Marvel game with every character in it. It's just so fun. Like. I'm not like Mr. like completionist, but I'm like, oh, the Guardians of the Galaxy are there. I'm like, I don't even know who they are. I want them.
Like, well, learn them. Yeah. The movie's coming.
Yeah, well, that's coming, what, the summer?
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
If you haven't seen Thor 2, then...
The after-credit sequence.
Yep. Benicio del Toro.
That was...
The Collector.
I didn't know anything what was happening, but I was like, it's Benicio del Toro.
All right, so I was...
Dr. Played, Gonzo.
I played those two games on Rise, again, probably the best Xbox One original game you could possibly get out there right now.
Well...
Why I play Dead Rising?
I want to play Dead Rising. Before I go call on Rise... whatever room the best Xbox One title out right now.
Original.
I would like to play.
There's only like two.
There's only two.
Yeah. Anyway, so Danny, what are you playing?
I've been giving away a couple of things. You let me borrow Dead Space 1 and 2. I started Dead Space 1.
So how many times has Isaac caught it yet?
How many times he died?
Once.
Okay.
Just once so far.
Horribly.
Because I know I know how the game goes as far as, you know, shit's gonna happen at any point in time, so I'm constantly walking around, gun aimed. So I'm.
Oh, you got it.
So I'm prepared for it. I started playing Borderlands 2 again because I finally bought my friend a copy of the Game of the Year edition against his will, and he's obsessed with it now. He hates me for it.
It has so, all the DLC.
All the DLC, all the extra crap, the stuff that I wouldn't buy because it's not part of the season pass. Mm-hmm. So all of that kind of crap.
It's not part of the season pass?
Oh, the DLC is part of the season pass, but a lot of the extra stuff, the characters, Necromancer, the Psycho, you have to buy those separately.
Really? You buy the season pass and you don't get all the characters?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's ridiculous.
Same thing with Injustice. Well, I stopped getting characters.
They added so much shit.
You bought
the
season pass and you don't get all the characters? That's fucking
ridiculous. No, they only gave me four. It was
they've
a
added,
cap.
They've added so much shit to the game that, you know, the season pass only covers a certain amount of things, and then there's all that extra stuff.
Does it have Tiny Tina's?
Yes. It has, cool. It has the four main DLC, okay. But now, like, since then...
Because I that's the one I played. I like that.
Well, play Mr. Torque's Campaign of Carnage. It's the funniest thing in any video game I've ever seen, hands down. It's basically... have you ever watched Dragon Ball Z?
Yes.
Take Mr. Satan, Hercule.
Okay.
And basically make him, like, a wannabe, like, metal guy. He's just so loud and out there. It's hysterical.
Well, I'm in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Like, if anything, just go onto YouTube and look for Mr. Torque Campaign of Carnage dialogue. It's basically 16 minutes of all of his audio lines.
So I can bypass this whole thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just watch this YouTube.
Yeah. Out of context, it's still goddamn funny. So.
I was going to watch all the Last of Us clips that somebody put together on YouTube as a movie. And then I realized when you watch it that way, after maybe 20 minutes, shockingly boring. So I'll just play the game instead.
Because you have to, you know...
I have it. You can borrow Last of Us.
He doesn't have
well,
an answer.
Me and Shock already have plans to plow through that game.
Okay. Pete and me are like the yin and yang of video game players. He likes to be sneaky and take his time. Where
strategize.
I'm just running there, guns a-blazing.
For me, it depends on what game I'm playing. Metal Gear, I got to sneak around.
But even in Assassin's Creed.
What's interesting, though, is when you put me and Shock in a room together, we get through pretty much any game that you put in front of us for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Plus, sexual tension you can cut with a knife.
Palpable.
Oh, I mean, when are we going to throw down the controller? Just fuck. I mean, it's crazy. But, I mean, the one...
constant example, eye contact.
No. It's discreet. We're gentlemen.
Savage.
Xbox off.
Xbox,
no,
yeah.
Xbox on. Hard.
Xbox record.
Yeah, Xbox record. We played a long time ago. It was a Dreamcast.
I'm sorry I started this.
You didn't think we were going to run with it like that, did you? Now you learned a lesson. We played Resident Evil Veronica, and every time that like there'd be like a sequence where like you needed a little like finesse, you mm-hmm. get through it, and then the end boss, I just shoved my shotgun into her fucking like sack of goo. I don't even know. I kept blasting her, and she died 2 seconds.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You were trying to like fucking crip walk past that bitch. It was like,
I was
not
hopping
happening.
Over
yeah.
all her little things. I'm shooting all her little minions.
No.
Constantly getting killed. Then the news are running up. I'm dead. Win.
I also killed a hunter with one 9mm shot. True
really?
Story.
Yours. True story. I've seen it. It was glorious.
Scared the hell out of me. Didn't know it was coming. I just pressed like aim and shoot and blast him right in the head. And he slowly kneeled against the fence and was like,
and now you can record it, so that's good.
That would have been an achievement had there been achievements back then.
Yeah,
another one.
No, because nobody would else had ever done that. So that's what you're playing.
What about you?
Okay. Well, I played Rise with you, like we said, and AC4, like I said, with
well,
Rise.
Well, that's another one.
This is getting confusing.
I finally played Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Oh, you're up to Revelations?
Wait, well, no, I bought it because it was on clearance at work.
Did you play two?
I have two. I played it up to like the third chapter.
Because if you play two, you really don't need Brotherhood necessarily.
You don't need Brotherhood.
I bought it, I put it in my pile, and then I had my friend come over, my friend Toby, who I mentioned before, and he played it before, and he just wanted to play the multiplayer, so he stuck it in there. And the multiplayer I love just because it's the whole sneaking around, figuring out who's the bad guy, which reminds me of an indie game, which you may not have seen. It's called Murderous Market. It's basically the same thing, but top down.
Okay.
You have to figure out who you're going after.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but like I just really love the multiplayer, even though I die all the time.
They still have people on it?
Yeah, yeah. I've never had a problem finding a game to play. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, I already said that I'm playing Battlefield and AC4. Battlefield, I haven't cracked any of the story mode yet, just all multiplayer. And AC4, I think we kind of discussed it already.
True.
It's fun. I didn't like it at first, but
it's fun. It's an Assassin's Creed game. It plays,
a whale jumped on my boat. I didn't appreciate that.
It's a little, it's getting a little, the storyline's fine, but the play dynamics are getting a little too familiar.
Well, what I don't like is you're Edward. You're a guy who's never been an assassin, yet you still have all the inexplicable abilities to climb everything.
Yeah,
and to kill secretly.
You didn't train any. You're a pirate, I guess.
They just don't address it. They're like, "How do you climb like that?" You're like, "I'm a fisherman."
Yeah, he's like fingers like fish hooks.
Like, that's awful.
It's because he's Batman.
How does that explain your ability to jump off of a...
My phone died.
Fail!
Batman's Creed.
But he could still jump off a cliff and land in a conveniently placed hay bale, you know?
Yeah, no, they're palm trees.
They still got hay bales in Cuba?
No, palm tree bales.
In certain places. It depends on the island you're at.
Sugar bales.
Yeah. All right, so anyway.
First you'll get them money.
I hope we informed everybody about the Xbox One a little bit more.
Kind of went off the rails at the end there.
A little bit.
True, true.
Thanks for listening to our most unprofessional podcast.
But yeah. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I had fun. So, all right. Thanks for playing, guys.